Up All Night with Rod Sharp.
Now, from one kind of paper to another in the land of the digital calendar, can a paper organiser still rule? Your old Filofax, where's that, for goodness sake? Still, Steve Martin got in touch to tell you, Jamila, about his blogger's ode to these papery diaries made of snap clothes, ring bindings and loose sheets of paper. An adequate description of a Filofax, I would say. The personal organiser.
It goes back quite a few years, really. I was a Filofax user from about 1985. And as a lot of people have done, they've sort of gone from Filofax to sort of electronic devices of various kinds, sign organisers, Windows mobile devices, etc. And then in 2005, I started a new job, which specifically said, no electronic devices in the office.
Good Lord. I can't imagine what I'd do. It's like having my hands cut off.
Yeah. So it was back to paper again. So I still had my Filofax. It was a bit dusty and forgotten about in the drawer. So as it came again, and we sort of started using it again, really.
I am one of those people who uses an electronic device, and goodness knows what's going to happen if a network goes down or if I lose it, then I'm kind of a bit lost. And I probably wish I had paper backup. But it also represents very much to me, I can imagine it being in the hands of an executive in the 80s that works in, you know, banking and drives a Porsche. And it has that sort of feeling to it. Has it been updated much?
Not really, no. It's still pretty much the same as it was. Although these days there are a lot more different organisers around. They're not just a single size anymore. There's about six different sizes, and in total I think there's about 150 different organisers in the total range of different designs, different prices, that sort of thing. The actual contents, of course, have changed a bit over time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s and whatever, you just really thought of it as a fairly flexible diary. It still is that, but it does, you know, an awful lot more as well.
Filofax is obviously a brand name as well, and there are different kinds of organisers that we can have, and, you know, I'm very fond of a certain kind of notebook as well. For all my electronic gizmos, I do scrawl things down in horrible handwriting. Do you think people get very attached to a way that it becomes an idiosyncrasy to use a particular type of organiser?
There's an awful lot of brand loyalty, if our readers are to go by, to the point where we had a poll recently about how many organisers do you actually own? And the average was two or more.
Wow.
We even put a category, are you into double figures yet? And surprisingly, that attracted quite a few votes.
Now, you mentioned having a job where you couldn't use electronic devices. Was it a bit jarring to not have that item to hand?
It was a bit of a shock at first, I must admit, although even to the point where, you know, mobile phones have to be turned off. That was a bit of a shock. And in the end, I ended up downgrading from a sort of mobile phone contract to just a sort of pay-as-you-go contract, because the phone just wasn't getting used anymore, not nearly as much as it used to. Now, I don't necessarily miss having an electronic device. For a time, I was still using my sort of iPad at home and what have you, but I've even sort of weaned off using that now, and I tend to just use the normal PC and stuff like that.
So I guess basically once we have a huge electromagnetic explosion and all of our electronic gadgets are knocked out, we'll all be coming to you, won't we, to help us out?
You see quite often, don't you, on Facebook, you know, so-and-so's lost their phone. Can you contact her with your phone number or something?
So. Yeah. And do you think maybe there's something psychologically reassuring, though, to have that physical object you can hold on to that you know will organise your life?
I think there is an element of that, yes, judging by how keen people are to continually buy. We don't hear of people replacing their Filofaxes. They tend to sort of keep adding to the collection, as it were.
If we want to explore the world of personal organisers on paper, where can we find you online?
We're online at www.filofaxy.com, and Filofaxy is spelled Philofaxy.
Paper records there with Steve Martin. And Jamila, you asked our digital audience if they had a paper organiser. What did they tell you?
Well, they told me, actually, that they're not so digital. There's a surprise. Max Syke told me he's just bought a new one. And he bought some for each of his family for Christmas. He says he's had PDAs since forever and even an iPhone now, and it's great. But he needs a paper and pen for anything creative and for note-taking. Farahikia, 83, says, I used to have a Filofax-style organiser, but with the growth of digital technology, I'm also turning to digitising organisation methods as well. I keep my to-do lists on my PC. I save the most important ones on my cell phone. But as digital tech fails on some occasions, I still write down and organise some of the very vital points on paper as well. My sick bones tells me, yep, I've got one, and it's sitting right next to me full of telephone numbers and, shock horror, PC passwords.
Oh.
He says, it's not mine, it's the wife's, honestly. Yeah, well, we'll see about that. So, and Skaglifer says, despite the BlackBerry and the laptop, I would never be without my Moleskine notebook and fountain pen. So that's quite fancy, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
But, they point out also that to decaligrate is a word that they heard for those whose handwriting has been destroyed by over-reliance on a keyboard. So I get the feeling that they may have actually seen my handwriting, because it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, I know, but we've all got friends like that, haven't we, whose handwriting is just nowhere. It's half writing and half printing because they just don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.